From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The head of the NAACP announced today changes in the nomination process for the organization's annual Image Awards. The revisions come amidst criticism of some of this year's nominations, notably that of R&B artist R. Kelly. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The NAACP likes to bill its Image Awards as an exciting, star-studded salute to the best in entertainment. 35 years ago, entertainer Sammy Davis Jr. and others came up with the idea to honor exemplary works by and for people of color. Last year, more than 1,000 entries were submitted. A committee whittled that number to 175 nominations for NAACP members to vote on. The committee is made up of NAACP members, along with people in the recording, television, film, and literary industries. But speaking today on the Tavis Smiley Show, NAACP President Kwaisi Mfume said it's time to change the selection process.
Sometimes people outside of the association who vote for that initial list of nominees clearly don't see things the way we do with respect to image, and I think that it's important from this point on, and this is what I'm going to put before the board, that the Image Award nominees be totally selected by the NAACP in order to ensure that hopefully they more closely reflect the standards for which the award was created.
Controversy over these awards is not new. In 2002, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice received an Image Award many felt that was an effort to smooth over disparaging remarks NAACP Chairman Julian Bond had made about the Bush administration. Last year, protesters criticized the nomination of the movie Barbershop, calling it a slap in the face to the legacy of civil rights activist Rosa Parks because of comments made by one of the movie's characters. This year, it's music that's causing a stir.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now, I'm not
singer R. Kelly is among the recording artists being nominated for an Image Award, despite being charged with 21 counts of child pornography. The popular rap duo Outkast, which is being sued by Rosa Parks, picked up 6 nominations.
The girls all paused with glee, turning left, turning right, thought they looking at me, but I was looking at them, there on the dance floor, now they got me in the middle, feeling like a man whore.
Good beat, easy to dance to maybe, but Chicago Sun-Times columnist Mary Mitchell calls the nomination of R. Kelly an outcast, an insult. She's written extensively about the charges against R. Kelly and says his lyrics and those of Outkast are too sexually explicit and misogynistic.
If you did not come from America, say if you just dropped in from Mars and you turned on the radio, you would think the only thing African-American youth were interested in is drinking alcohol, smoking blunts, and having sex. Because if you listen to the music, the popular music today, the kind of music that's being honored by these nominations, that's how it depicts African-Americans.
Cultural critic Karesh Ali Lansana, a professor at Chicago State University, says although he enjoys some of the music, he believes the nominations are a misguided effort to stay relevant.
I'm not so sure that choosing these two groups, or R. Kelly and Outkast, were the way to go about keeping young people interested in the NAACP or keeping it viable.
Critics say even if there is controversy over future nominations, changing the nomination process would ensure the NAACP would have to bear responsibility for those selections. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.